All right, hey guys, this is Kyle.
And I'm Isaac.
And welcome to Forever and Ever.
We're a little late on this podcast. We had White Glove and finals.
Let's explain to them, to those who are watching this who might not understand what that is. Basically, White Glove is where we got a deep clean the cabin we're staying at for college. And they call it White Glove because you got to clean it so well that if they were to draw, like, put a white glove on their hand and draw the finger across the surface, no dust would come up. It's figurative, of course, but it gives you a picture of how deep we had to clean the place. Plus, yeah, we're also studying for finals. So,
Bible doctrine, guys. Soteriology. Doctrine of salvation. Very interesting.
Yeah, it was pretty interesting. It was probably, it was one of the shorter subjects.
Yeah, it was like, what, 5-6 pages long?
Got one, about, two, three, four. About, yeah, it was pretty short. So that kind of helped with the test, trying to remember things. So, yeah, we still got, we got that done. We got the choir and sign language finals finished. Now all that's left is Old Testament.
Which is also survey. Bible, just so everyone knows.
Yeah. It's Old Testament survey.
English.
English and ministry philosophy.
Which is just a bunch of elective classes.
Yeah, all combined into one class, which, I mean, granted, it's pretty nice, but since it's an op, well, since you basically never know if you're going to have it or not, they let you know beforehand, but sometimes you can forget and you're getting ready to chill, and then they're like, oh yeah, don't forget you have ministry philosophy, and you're like, dadgummit. That's what's going through my mind. I mean, not that I don't like the classes itself, it's just you kind of get your mind set on relaxing, and then whammo, you got another class.
Yeah, because it wasn't like a set time. Like, every once in a while, like, oh yeah, we gotta do this. Ah, okay. But, yeah. So, actually, this will be Kyle's last time with us. It's so sad. I'm crying.
I'll be back in January.
Yeah, he will. Unless we all die from the apocalypse or the rapture. But, Lord willing. Lord willing.
So, it was a meme I saw about 2020. And it had, now I haven't watched much of Dragon Ball Z, but it had some, I know the art style, and it was a character from DBZ that was saying, this isn't even my final form. 2020 every 10 minutes. This isn't even my final form.
That's bad.
It is bad, but it made me chuckle.
My goodness. Okay. So, since this is your last time with us for a while, tell us about the semester. So, what? First question, what was the best part about the semester?
So, this has turned into an interview now.
Kind of.
Okay, so, the best part,
and surprisingly, my young one.
Okay, so you don't have to turn into Master Yoda. I don't really know. It was a lot. There was Mr. McConnell's rants. Yeah, his teaching style.
Not rants, rabbit holes. Rants have like, it wasn't like that. It was interesting.
They were interesting.
Fat, juicy rabbits. That's,
you can stop now. I don't like where that one was going.
Anyway. Mr. McConnell. So, like, for example, for all you non-BRBI students who are listening, he likes to scream out context.
Well, yeah, because a lot. He's talking, when we're studying the Bible, we'll get to a part of, like, a verse or a chapter or whatever, and he starts talking, this is normally what people interpret this passage to mean. And then he says, but that's not what it means. You need to read the other surrounding verses so you can get the context about it.
And then he does a little boop, Breaking news.
He'll do a little news chime. He does all sorts of stuff.
He's
basically become the master of drawing the region of Palestine, too.
Yeah, he can draw Palestine pretty good.
He can draw the whole area in less than, like, 5 minutes. Less than that, even, because he
not just, even a minute, 30 seconds.
I'm not good with time.
Detailed maps. But yeah, so also Christmas music. Man, Mr. McConnell loves Christmas music. Don't get me wrong.
That's not a bad thing.
No. It's just like, you remember what he said. Don't get your doctrine from Christmas music.
He said, don't get
it from the Bible.
He said, don't get your doctrine from a song.
Yeah. So
there was a Christmas song.
He pointed at Christmas songs. Like, there was
another one that was saying, like, I'm adopted.
Oh, yeah, that one. So, yeah. So it's like, now that he points it out, I'm thinking about all of our Christian songs we sing. And I'm like, with all the knowledge I've learned, and I'm like, that's a little off. Iffy on that one, stuff like that. And it's like,
but that's good, because that means we learned something.
That means, yeah, we did learn something. Now, did we learn everything we should? Probably not. There was a lot of knowledge thrown at us.
Yeah, we were basically the target, and he kept hitting bullseye after bullseye, and now we're just a shredded piece of cardboard on the ground.
Pretty much. So, okay, so that's your favorite. I think I already know what your answer is for this one, but I could be wrong. I could be. What is your least favorite part of the semester?
Now, before I say it, what do you think I'm going to say?
I'm going to guess either me or infractions.
Infractions. Okay, so...
So explain the rule first. Explain this rule, the infraction rule at the end of the semester.
So, like, you know how most colleges have a demerit system or whatever?
Or infractions.
We call them infractions. You screw up and you get a point against you. You get so many points, they talk to you and your parents, and if you get so many more after that, then you're basically sent home.
Yeah. There's other things that could get you automatically kicked out, which is, I think, 25 infractions, and then you're expelled from the school.
Something like that.
Plagiarism, pornography is two, I think, that can only get you kicked out automatically.
I don't think plagiarism gets you kicked out automatic. It does?
Yeah. Plagiarism does. Plagiarism is a big thing. Very big thing. You're taking someone else's work and playing as your own credit.
Yeah, but... Okay. But, so basically, in, like, the last week of school, of the semester, to discourage people from thinking, oh, it's just the last week, I can go ahead and get as many as infractions as I can,
as I can,
because it doesn't matter anyway. Well... They have it so if you have an infraction, you gotta pay a fine of $10
for one infraction. So if you mess up and listen, like if you say a lie,
5 infractions.
Yeah, that's $50.
Yeah, that's $50.
So it adds up a lot if you get multiple infractions.
Yeah. So
man,
and I mean that's a good thing though, because it does discourage people from doing stupid things.
It does. Okay, so I was late for class for like...
40 seconds.
Yeah, 40 seconds, right? And I had a legitimate excuse. I got off work late because no one writes down their tables after breakfast, which, Kyle, you don't come to breakfast, so this isn't on you. This is on anyone. I know, but I'm just reiterating this for everyone on this listening. Everyone else who comes to breakfast usually write down for their tables. I don't know why. No one did it this time. So we were out late. And I had the worst room job. Because we have chores every day we had to do and stuff. And it's not like the worst, like, it's hard or anything. It's sweeping and mopping. And it is time consuming. And I had to make my bed. and then I had to do my chore and then get out to class. And it was just time consuming. So I got out at 7:58. And I got back to my cabin or dorm around 7:59.
Yeah, you booked or 8. It.
Yeah, I ran. And then I came in here. I had 10 minutes. I failed. I didn't do it in 10 minutes. Well, I did it in 10 minutes, but like, yeah. So anyways, so I was late to class. I was very angry. I should not have gotten fraction for that, but they saw fit too. I should have probably pleaded my case so they knew that I wasn't like playing around or anything. It was because of work.
Anywho.
But yeah, so infractions.
So I got an infraction that day too.
Yeah. I was actually going to tell you that story. I wasn't sure if you wanted to or not.
I'm going to go ahead and tell it.
Okay.
I mean, it's...
It's your story,
case,
yeah.
In case anyone's listening to this ends up going here, you'll need to know to watch the time and to make sure you don't get spun around in your mind, because I was, for some reason, thinking class was at 9:15 instead of 8:15 on that day. I don't know why. It's always at 8:15.
Yeah, it is always at
8:15. But for some reason that day I was thinking 9. So then whenever our supervisor comes in to do room check, I'm laying in my bed watching cartoons on Amazon, and he's like, "So, you don't got class today, Kyle?" I'm like, I immediately see the time, and I'm like, oh, crap. So, yeah, I book it over, and I'm like 5 minutes late.
No, it's like 7 or 8. Were you 5?
It wasn't that much, but it was enough where I was still, like, super embarrassed.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, so I'm not going to name any names, but, like, the day before that, we had to turn in the Proverbs word study. I think it was the day before, something like that.
Something like that.
Yeah, so we had to turn in the Proverbs word study, and I guess two of the girls went down the patio to print out their sheet last minute.
Yeah, they
and the printer wasn't working. Ah,
I felt
no.
Bad for them because I was like, they're just trying to do their school. Like, I mean, granted, a lot of us could have done better, myself included. Like, we could have procrastinated a lot less.
Yeah, yeah.
But, so it's still our faults, but I still felt bad for them because. Man, they're just a couple of girls trying to do their schoolwork. Like, girls are usually, like, the ones you think about being good in school.
Okay, let's not, like, get a little sexist on this.
It's just... I mean, you see, like, in any show or whatever, like, it's just the first thing... You think of the boys being the lazy, procrastinating ones, and you think of the girls being the studious, I'm gonna do good...
They could offend a lot of our audience. We don't even know who these people are.
Well, I mean...
Okay, our stereotypical or stereotypicalness of life probably does come around movies, so...
I mean, movies, cartoons, anime, that's on my part, but...
Yeah, I'm not even going into that. Anyway, so they had to go to their supervisor's house.
We're gonna get into
Miss Abby. Miss Abby's house, and then they were late because they had to print it off and everything. But, hey, they got their project turned in.
Plus, they got their infraction before the deadline for $10.
True. They did get it in time before that. And that started on Monday. I think we had to turn in on Friday. So that,
yeah, so they got theirs. At least they didn't have to pay money for the stinking infraction.
Yeah, Kyle's not happy with the money situation of infractions.
I mean, $10. That was a euro.
You know, that's supposed to deter people from getting infractions. Not rack up as many as they can in 1 week.
I got one infraction. You got one infraction.
I know. And I'm not complaining. I'm not complaining like you are.
I'm not complaining. I'm just saying... You have no room to talk.
All I'm saying is, dude, it's fine. It's just $10.
That's a whole sandwich.
That is a whole sandwich, depending on where you go.
That's a whole meal.
But look, imagine you enjoyed, what, 10, 15 minutes more of cartoons than you normally would. for $5 or for $10.
It's not worth it.
Wow. I paid $10. Obviously it was.
You, bro, I didn't realize the time. Look, I paid $10 for that whole season. You think I'm going to pay $10 for one episode? Heck no.
Well, you did anyways, so like...
Oh, shut up.
Anyways, okay, moving on, because that was a very interesting topic. Okay, so we have your favorite, your worst. Let's see. What do you think about me? Truthfully.
What does this turn into, an episode of Jersey Shore?
What?
We're gonna get all in each other's feelings now? I don't know. Anyway,
I think you need to stop watching TV, Kyle.
I never watched Jersey Shore. I just know it's one of those stereotypical reality type TV shows where it gets too much into other people's relationships.
Oh, yeah, I wouldn't know.
I used to know some people who watched it. And one time I happened to be on, I sat down for like 5 minutes to watch it. My dad's like, "Why are you watching Jersey Shore?"
Yeah, Dad knew it. Oh, man, like, that's nice.
So I was like, flashback. I don't know, something on. And he's like, watch something else.
What?
Goodness sake, please. Like, why are you...
I don't know.
Like, if there's any show that'll rot your brain, it's that. Just saying. But,
yeah, so what... I guess this is Jersey Shore, if that's how it is. So tell me what you feel about me.
Isaac.
You hear that pause, guys? Exactly. You don't hear anything.
Isaac. Dearest Isaac.
Oh, I love how this is starting.
Okay, so you're not the best person.
Nope.
But you're not the worst.
Okay, by worst, do you mean someone in the cabin or you mean like outside in the world?
I mean, you're better than Hitler.
I would like to think most people. I'm pretty sure 99% of this world is going to be better than Hitler. But I could be mistaken on that.
I can think of a few people here who I'm glad I don't have to deal with. Yeah. Most of them aren't. I'm not actually going to say anything in case they end up watching this and they can get a beat on who I'm talking about.
And then they come up and beat us up. Wow.
They won't beat me up. They'll just have a lower opinion on me.
A low opinion?
And I already know they have a low opinion already. Most people do. So I'm just going to stop it so that way they don't get even lower.
I'm not even going to talk about that. That was like really deep, but at the same time, like, what? It's my brain's dead. I'm drinking a cold Americano.
You're drinking day-old coffee.
Day-old coffee.
That's
that
disgusting.
It's not. It's still coffee. I paid $1.50 for this coffee. I'm taking every sip of it. Anyways.
Dude, $1.50 is nothing for coffee.
My brain's dead. I can't comprehend half the stuff we're saying. So, I'm not bad, but I am bad. So
I'm just saying. So we have our differences.
Everyone's got differences.
Yeah, but see, there's just some. We're basically. If you ever seen that TV show, The Odd Couple, with the two roommates, that's literally what it's like, basically.
Yeah, that is us.
We're like, bunkmates. We're friends solely because we're bunkmates.
And that's box something, though. Now look at us. We're doing podcasts together. We study together. We play games together. Like, we do everything together now.
We watch anime together.
Yeah, you do force me to watch anime.
I don't force you. I ask
you. He holds a gun up to my head and says, "Watch anime or I'll shoot you."
I wish. That would make it a lot easier.
Yeah. Yeah, he hates the way I watch anime. English anime. Like, with English words.
Okay.
Not with dubbed or sub or whatever that junk is. So and you, also...
No, you do watch it English dub. That's what it's called. It's called dubbed.
Okay, fine. Whatever. And also, skip the intro. That's 2 minutes. I literally binge watch one series, and it added up. Those 2 minutes adds up to a whole episode you can watch later on because you skipped all the intros. I'm just throwing that out there.
Yeah, but the intro is just that.
Listen to it once, and then after that, just skip.
But the intro is just that little cherry on top of the rest. It's the cherry on top of the sundae.
I guess I hate the cherry on top of a sundae.
I'm serious. So,
anyways, this is not about anime. That's for a different...
That'll be for another time, yeah. We can't get off on that rabbit trail.
Okay.
We want to save some material for that.
Yeah, we were actually running out, but then we made a bunch of lists of what we wanted. We made one list of all the stuff we want to talk about in our heads.
In our heads, yeah. I was about to say, and we did not do brains, any writing down.
Yeah, our brains threw that list away. Now, we were scrambling... figure out, and then I was like, you know what, this is Kyle's last time, let's do like a small thing about him, his time here. So actually what we're going to say is what's another word for like sponsor but not getting paid for it?
Approve.
Yeah, we do approve of BRBI. You guys should at least come for a year or so.
The Bell Rise Bible Institute.
I should probably have said the name, not the acronym. Yeah, Bell Rise Bible Institute in Murfreesboro, Tennessee. It's a nice school.
It's still in its baby steps right now.
It is. They actually just added
a bachelor's.
Yeah, two bachelor's, which I'm going to do one.
You're going to do a bachelor's program?
Yep, I'm going to do Christian education so I can become a teacher.
I thought that one would appeal to you, to be honest.
Well, seeing how I want to be a teacher, that was kind of obvious.
Sometimes I think about being a teacher, and then I start thinking, I don't like kids.
You can be my teacher's assistant.
Heck no, fam.
Yeah, we can work together.
No.
I do all the main work of teaching the kids, and all you gotta do is just sit down and stare at them. And you just help me with the paperwork.
The only kids I enjoy being around are the kids at church, the kids in my little brother and my little sister. My little brother's not even a kid anymore. He's 16. And my cousins. Outside of that, it's really hard for me to enjoy children's company just because they just don't know how to behave. I'm a bit of a calm person.
Okay.
I get passionate, but
you
overall,
get passionate. It depends on also like the time of day, the mood you're on. So I've observed this with Kyle over my months of knowing him. When it's getting close to dinner time, you can't really joke around with him because he gets a little hangry. And I'm not condoning it or like saying that's a bad thing or anything. It's just my oldest brother had hangriness problems. So like he solved the solution. He found a solution to that problem by always eating bags of chips and salsa. Now he's off in the Air Force.
I wonder how his buddies are dealing with that.
I don't know. And so I'm good with dealing with hangry people.
Just be glad I didn't take any naps.
Yeah, also, with the nap thing, like, when you wake up, you're not the most morning person ever, usually. You gotta give them some, like, what, like 30 minutes to maybe an hour wake up, something like that.
Yeah, I'm not a morning person.
Yeah, you gotta give them some time to wake
up. Like, my brother, he always wonders, like, why I wake up, like, 45 minutes to an hour before I have to do something. And I tell him, it's so that way I have time to wake up.
And be happy with the world.
Yeah.
Or at least bear it.
At least be able to do my job and to try to put on a smiley face.
Yeah.
It was like, for a while I work at Chick-fil-A, and you know, you gotta smile when you're working at Chick-fil-A.
Always gotta smile and say,
so
my pleasure.
On days where I have to open the restaurant at 5:30, I wake up at 4:30.
Yeah. Those are rough days when you have to wake up that early.
So I stay up and I sit there and I, like, I don't know, I watch anime or read a webcomic or something. Something bright and visuals to wake me up. I drink some juice or something, and then I go to work and commence the day. But it's been a while. You know, I tried finding a webcomic that I used to read, but the guy who did it took down his site.
Oh, that's sad.
Yeah, it was just a few minutes ago, actually. I was searching for it, and I typed in his site, and it sent me directly to his Patreon, where you have to pay to do everything, because he had another site where it was all free. It was his archive for his original two comics, and now he's, like, writing comics again, but just in an advanced time period. They were good comics, and now that I can't read them anymore, at least until I can pay, I'm a little ticked off about that.
Yeah, but, like, at the same time, it's like, I understand what they're coming from. They've been doing this for a living. They want, like, some.
Yeah, but he's writing new comics.
Yeah,
I know. At the same time, he's had, apparently, these comics have been on an independent site since, like, 2003.
Oof, that's a long time.
Yeah, and I started reading them back in 2015. So for them all of a sudden to be poof gone today, I was disappointed. I was like, but it was such a good story though.
Kyle will hear crying.
It was a good story. It was a good story. It was just a story about a guy who grows up through 80s Atlanta, Georgia. And he grows, like, it's just him growing up, and then he goes into the military, and then becomes a spy, and then in the sequel series, he has a family and everything, and it's...
I guess you should have read faster.
I did read faster. I read it all the way through, like, 4 times.
Oh, then why are you angry?
Because I was going to reread it again.
I don't understand you. I don't. I probably never will.
Don't you ever get joy out of rereading something you've read before just to feel the story again?
It depends, but after like rereading like a second or third time, it's just like, nah.
It's like watching a rerun of a cartoon or something that you watched when you were a kid. You're just like, this is the good stuff.
The cartoons I watched when I was a kid is... I would never want to watch again because they're so babyish. My mom was so protective of me.
Well, that's sad because I grew up watching things like Ben 10 and Star Wars and Indiana Jones. Yeah, I watched
all that. But, like, those weren't morning cartoons that I'm allowed to watch. Mine were like Elmo or like...
Oh, you... Well...
Jimmy Neutron. Well, Jimmy Neutron's
awesome.
Baby shows.
That's not a baby show.
Okay, they just came out with like a new Jimmy Neutron or whatever thing.
Nickelodeon can go rot in a hole.
I don't know. I'm not sure if it's like recent, but I know my mom found it. And I know it had like a little bit better graphics than normal. So it's like, that's how I knew it was it had to be newer Jimmy Neutron, like maybe a remix or something. But I think it was like a movie, and my mom was watching it, and she had us watch it. Is it the one with the goo
people?
I think it is with the goo people.
That was the first movie they came out with.
When was that?
Way back when.
Oh wow!
So it's it.
Okay, so it's not new. That's I got that one.
Okay, thank goodness. I was about to be like, they have no new ideas. See, the reason why the animation looks better is because the movie was higher budget.
Okay, that would make sense.
No. Like, that's how it is with a lot of things. Like, the movies are higher budget. When they go to make a TV show, it's lower budget so that they can keep going with it.
Okay.
So it's cheaper.
Yeah.
But it's... Oh, man. Jimmy Neutron was the sauce back then. It was just... Not that type of sauce, if you're wondering what I'm... If you're thinking
no
what
No one ever thought of anything, not until now that you said that. It was just more of no one likes Jimmy Neutron. And if you guys do like Jimmy Neutron and you know who we are, shoot us a text. And if you text Kyle, Kyle can text me what you say.
Please don't text me. I don't need... I'm sorry. I'm just going to be a friend. I don't want a bunch of strangers on my...
They don't know your phone number. That's why I said, if you know us, text us. We're not giving off our phone numbers or anything.
Anyway.
Yeah, so if you know us, and you're like, yeah, I like Jimmy Neutron, and you're not my mom, because I only know she does.
Your mom likes Jimmy Neutron?
She watched the movie and made us watch it. She likes all the older cartoons.
That's awesome. Wish my mom was like that, kind
of. Ask your mom. Hey, mom, can you sit down and watch a movie?
It's not that I don't like my mom. It's just that my mom... See, she prefers to watch things like gardening tutorials. That's why I watch stuff with my dad or my little sister.
Sometimes you gotta love your mom, sit down and watch something with her like that.
I do. I'm like, we're talking, and I talk to her about it. Like, what kind of plan is that? Like,
what kind of plan is that? It looks like a tomato, but.
It's like the devil's lettuce to me. Anyway.
Oh, wow. Okay, so I don't know how we got on this rabbit hole. What was the question?
I can't even remember.
We're not even going to re-listen to these. Actually, I do sometimes later on in the week. Yeah. I forgot the question. Wow.
Well, we seem to have hit our limit anyway.
31 minutes. Do you want to keep going? Like, do you have anything else you want to say about the school?
Not really. School was good. Food was decent enough.
Yeah. Okay, so lastly, we were actually talking about this at my table. Okay, so for dinner, we have like assigned seating, so I'm pretty sure they do assigned seating so we can meet everyone.
I guess
so. And get to know everyone.
My table this week, so awkward. Just gonna say that. It's like, I have hardly anything in common with anyone I'm sitting with.
Yeah, same. Emerald controlled our table. She did all the talking for us.
Well, see, I kind of like that because that means I get to sit in the sidelines, be the creepy guy in the corner that just no listen. One pays attention to. Yeah. Because I hate it when I have to be the guy to start talking and stuff because I know I'm going to say something I regret.
Yeah. Okay, so we were talking about this at my table. Christmas tradition. You already know my view on Christmas.
Do I? I can't quite remember. Regale me.
Okay, my view on Christmas. I love Christmas. You know why? Jesus came. But then when someone says, hey, guess what? Jesus was born on that day. It just makes me want to grab a sledgehammer.
I don't say
that. And write and like paint on it. Jesus was not born on December 25th, and slam it right through the skull so they can remember that Jesus was not born on December 25th. But, you know what? I won't kill anyone. I won't do that, obviously, for lawsuits or legal reasons. That, and also, I don't own a sledgehammer. And if I did, it would be my dad's and not mine. But yeah, so I wouldn't do that.
Can I hit you with a roast?
Yes. Why not?
Your humor is almost as dry as the bread that my mom uses for bread pudding.
I wouldn't. That's not a roast because I don't know what that is. You know, what you say is your humor is as dry as a desert. Now, I wouldn't know that since I live in the desert.
People who know what bread pudding is will know what it is. When you bake bread or when you cook with bread, a lot of times, the more stale it is, the better it will end up being after you're done cooking with it.
Covered in mold. There we go. It's stale.
It's just so that way it has a stiffer texture because that means it'll have more substance, more texture while it's cooking. Because if you just do unstale bread, then it falls apart too easy.
If you say so. Anyways, it's only for those who enjoy dark humor. You don't really enjoy dark humor. I do. I love dark humor.
I love dark humor. It's just like food. Some people don't get it.
That, guys, that's a shocker. I think that's the third time he told me that throughout the semester. And every time he tells me it, it just takes me by surprise because I forget it's Kyle telling me that.
It's not that surprising, my guy.
Yeah, true. True. Okay, so you do like dark humor. It's just that we have different views on the dark humor. Sometimes mine is weirder. Dark humor.
Yours is weirder. Mine is just more literal.
Yeah, yours is more realistic kind of dark humor. Like
mine's more obviously political, like real world problems. Yours is just retarded and autism. No. And all that is wrong with the mind of humanity put into a cartoon.
Okay, if you say so.
I'm serious. Like, what the heck with the llamas with the hats?
Oh my goodness, guys, that's a YouTube video. I'm not going back in mind. Actually, we shouldn't be saying that. Okay, guys, it's a very dark, dark YouTube video series that I really, really loved. But I'm not going to give off any names because we can't condone that. At all.
Okay.
But,
you have such a nervous face right now.
Well, I don't want, like, Mr. McConnell listening to this and be like, huh.
Your cheeks are about as...
Llamas with hats.
Your cheeks were almost about as red as Santa Claus's.
Yeah, because you mentioned the podcast in front of Miss Amanda. Now she's gonna look for it. And then when she finds it...
we could just snip it out.
Snip it out? That's too much work.
Not really. You just gotta choose a portion and then...
If you say so. Anyways, we're not supposed to be talking about this. We're supposed to be talking about your Christmas tradition.
I don't have... Well, I guess I gotta say the closest we got to a Christmas tradition is putting up the Christmas tree on my grandma's birthday. That's about it.
Wow.
We're just real simple. We just like to... We play Christmas songs 24/7.
I get it. You hate Jesus. It's totally understandable.
I am at a Bible college.
True, guys. I was just joking. We may want to snip that out. I'm gonna know. Anyways,
yeah, I totally hate Jesus. I have a crucifix hanging upside down under my pillow.
Wow, this is getting a little bit darker, Kyle. Turn his back around. Let's turn his train of 180 and head out of the station.
Not really. Forgive me, Lord.
Forgive me, Lord.
Anyway.
Hey, be specific in your prayers, remember. Oh, wait, you didn't read the book. Okay, guys. One of the worst...
We don't need to talk about that.
No, we do. We do. We Kyle gets a bad grade. He gets in a very bad mood. But this time, I don't know, it was different. He mentioned, hey, Mr. McConnell mentioned that we need to write down, what was it? The book stuff for prayer, for the prayer book. I forget what it is. What's the name of
it? Prayer, Asking and Receiving.
Yeah, Prayer, Asking and Receiving by Dr.
John R. Rice.
Yeah, John R. Rice. Great book about prayer and everything. I binge read it. Binge read it. Yeah, read. Because
if you were going to say read it, I would have been very...
Yeah, I binge read it for, like, I think it was the past two nights. But Kyle over here...
Now, see, I...
Kyle!
I love reading, but whenever I'm told to read something, then it feels like it's going to take forever. And then... But, see, I lost the paper that told me when said books were due to be read. So, I didn't know that this 300 freaking page book was due. So by the time I started reading it, I was like, I'm not going to get through this at all. So I read 14 pages.
14 pages. The look on his face. Oh my goodness.
Okay, so what do you say we end it here on a good, on a high note?
Yeah, well, no, I have one more question, because you're gonna be gone. They want to know this, okay?
I want my time, man.
Yeah, I know. He really wants his tea, and he's getting a little hangry now. Well, it won't be hangry.
Thangry.
Yeah, when you're thirsty and angry. Yeah, so he's getting thangry with me.
I mean, have you ever had good chai? It's hard to come by, and this place does it decent.
You know what? I'll try the Thai tea with you. Since we've been a little longer than I promised, we'll try some Thai.
Can we watch anime too?
Now you're pushing it.
But I know, but I got one for you. I got another one.
Every time, every day, he's like, oh, I got one for you.
There's just so many good ones. I'm not even lying.
Now, this is what I mean. Kyle goes on mood swings. Now, like, when you mention anime or something, like, he likes, like, food or something, his mood does a 180 and, like, hits turbo and goes 1,000 miles the other way.
I'm serious, though. It's a banger. That's the only thing I can think of. It's awesome. I'm so excited.
Let's not do that again. No. Boomer. You boomer. Don't. No. Oh my goodness. My goodness. No.
Okay, Zoomer.
Inside joke on that. That's an inside joke that if anyone saw that meme will understand. But last question. What are you going to be doing over break? So people know, as they listen to me and whoever else is on the show, that you are slaving away at whatever you're doing.
So I plan on dropping the job I have at Chick-fil-A and going to work for retail because they pay more and I want to save up money. And I'm going to work. I'm going to eat as much food as my mom can prepare, because she's awesome, and I'm going to relax as much as I can as well and rest my mind for the following semester, and I may try to buy some decent AirPods because I need good earbuds.
You're going to buy Apple AirPods?
Not necessarily Apple, whatever's cheapest. But
AirPods are Apple. Do you mean something else? Not
wireless earbuds.
Okay, thank you. I'm about to say, he doesn't have an Apple phone. So him saying I'm going to get some AirPods was like, no, those are for Apple. Why?
There are these ones that I saw that this guy I watch, he sponsors. They're called Raycon earbuds.
Yeah, I've seen those.
Yeah, I'm thinking about getting those.
Those are pretty nice.
Yeah.
Or if you want, what is it? J-Labs are really good. They're actually pretty nice. Their newer sports ones are like top of the market nowadays.
Are you talking about JBL?
J-L-A-B? J-Lab?
I don't know. I may have to look them up too.
They're really good. I do recommend them. I had a couple of pair until I think I either left them at home or on the plane trip here. And then my mom had to buy me some. Which, thank you, Mom. She spent $50 on the earbuds I have now. And dang, they are nice. Airport prices. Come on. They're like highway robbery in that store.
It is so
those stores. Yeah, it's...
You know what
anyways.
I could go for right now?
Actually, we're just going to end this right here so you don't have to hear the pain I have to go through every day. In class. He sits in class and he's like, you know what I could go for? I'm like, Kyle, you know what I can go for?
A knuckle sandwich.
No, you're being quiet so we can listen to a teaching. Anyways, what can you go for? What can you go for?
I don't know. I'm feeling like some noodles or something like...
Asian. Always Asian. Everything he says is Asian. Until he tried Culver's, and then for the last...
What about when I was telling you what my family eats for Thanksgiving and Christmas?
No, like in class, it's always like, oh, I could go for this Thai thing or this Vietnamese thing or Indian thing. I can't remember any time but COVID.
Indian would be good right now too.
Oh my goodness. Anyways, guys, see ya.
Wow, we hit 45 minutes that time.
Whoa, wait. It says the maximum recording time for a segment is 60 minutes. Keep an eye on the clock.
All right, cool. So
it's been 45 minutes. Thank you for listening to this longer one.
Yeah.
Have a good night or good day or whatever time.
Yeah, so, whatever time frame you're listening to. And see ya. Peace out. Kyle, will see you in January.
See you next week then for
back
me.
Then they got more awkward.
Yeah, that was
all right, bye-bye, everybody.